You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. How's your Lent going? You know, it's day two and all. We're just rolling right along here in our Lenten time. Mine's good. Mine's really good. Busy. This is a really busy time. I was telling somebody that Lent to a Catholic ministry person, to Catholic ministry, is like Christmas to retail. It's like, it's crazy. Everybody's doing blogs and daily devotionals and emails, and it's just crazy. And I am so blessed that I was asked by Kelly Wahlquist over at Women in the New Evangelization, lovingly known as Wine. I was asked to help lead up their Lenten book club. We're doing Walk in Her Sandals. And, you know, I said yes, and I'm still glad I said yes, but I really didn't know what I was saying yes to. You know, you don't know what you don't know until you're in the midst of it. And then you're like, wow, this is lots of stuff. I had no idea. While I also try to do a daily radio show and run a ministry and get ready for about 7 retreat days and write on my own blog and write for 7 other blogs because, you know, I'm a Lenten overachiever. I am a totally going to just go with that. Lenten overachiever. So I've been just a crazy woman. It's a good thing I give up television for Lent because I don't know where I would find the time to watch it, or I'd get nothing done. It's kind of what happened to me on Monday. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was Tuesday because I didn't watch anything on Monday. It was Tuesday, you know, Fat Tuesday. Most people, you know, eat and prepare themselves for the fast. So the, you know, this king cake, and my grandmother used to make fried dough, which in Portuguese we call it mother sadish, and it was delish. It was gluten filled, so that wouldn't happen this time. So since food has become just something I don't feel like thinking about, I decided that I would glut on what I was going to fast on. And that would be Shark Tank. Yeah, I am totally addicted to Shark Tank. And I just happen to have quite a few of them recorded on my DVR. So I wanted to wipe out my DVR before Lent started because it seems a little bit like cheating to DVR your shows and then give them up for Lent. Though I think I told you yesterday, I know I told you yesterday that I gave myself 3 shows that I can DVR because a couple of Lents, because on Sundays, you know, that's a special day. That's a holy day. It's a solemnity. It's the celebration. You can't fast. You shouldn't fast because that's not what those days are for. So if you count up the days from now into Easter, you'll see, wow, there's more than 40, but there's 40 days of Lent. What's going on? It's because you get Sundays free. I'm going with it. I've had enough priests tell me. I know I've read it someplace, can't tell you where, but Sundays are free. So I'm giving myself Sundays. That's what I'm doing. And in the past, I've given up television for Lent and then just, you know, gorged myself on Sundays. Let's try to catch up on every single show. And this time I'm like, no, that's crazy. That's not a fast. I mean, it is during the week, but I get more stuff done. I get to spend time with God. So, like, those are good things. So this time I gave myself only 3 shows. Shark Tank is one of them. I don't know what the other 2 are right now. Can't think off the top of my head. When Dancing with the Stars starts in March, the end of March, that will be added to the list. It's good not to spend all day Sunday watching television. At midnight, it goes off. It does. I'm pretty good about it. You know, and the thing I love about giving up television for Lent, besides all the time it gives you, you have no idea how much time it sucks up from you, is that I usually don't go back until Hallmark movies come out at Christmas time. And then I'm sucked right back in. You know, I do watch a lot of baseball, but baseball's one of those things you can kind of multitask and watch, especially now in this day and age where you can rewind stuff. That's like such a cool thing to be able to rewind live television. You know, I think it's probably saving lots of marriages and the lives of children. Now, there was a story. I mean, I kid about that, but it's not very funny. I don't know if you're a mom or a dad, or you've ever had this experience where you're watching something, it's like really like at an intense moment. This is before rewind. And that's the exact moment your kid needs to ask you a question like, you know, why are the leaves green? Like, really? That could wait. And you kind of lose it, you know, depending on how tired you are, how deep into the, these are my parenting golden moments, truly. Some of my proudest moments as a parent. And you like lose it. Then, of course, you miss not only what happened in the show, and then you can't catch back up because you're too busy yelling, but then you've like crushed your children over something as stupid as what's happening on the television. But just a few years ago back in here in Boston, this is the saddest story ever. This man killed his child. Like, what could you have been watching that's so darn important that it's more like you would kill your kid for making you miss it? Honest to goodness, just pray for that man. I mean, what a broken human being. I may have read that he was on drugs, which is even more sad. But honestly, I'm not like that, especially now that there's rewind. I can pause, listen, give my husband and my children all my attention, and then go back to Shark Tank. It's the funniest thing is that it's been on for like 8 seasons, and I just discovered it Christmas Day. We came home from my husband's mother's house, and we were just kind of hanging around, and everyone was exhausted. So I, you know, decided to flip through the channels, and the only thing really on that I felt drawn to watch was this Shark Tank. I know in Massachusetts I say Shack Tank, but it's a Shark Tank marathon, and I was hooked. And I'm like seriously hooked. So hooked. What are you talking about today, Allison? Could you get to the point? I think I will. So today's show. I was talking about Lent. That's it. I'll get back to that in a second too. So today I wanted to talk about prayer, because part of our Lenten journey is, you know, and we journey through these three tenets of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. A charity. So I was going to look at prayer today. And, you know, one of the things I really love about you guys, you know, what I really, really love about you is that you're an awesome co-author. Yeah, I have another. You helped me write my sheep paper article for Catholic Stand last month. Well, now due yesterday is another article for Catholic Stand, and I'm going to write about the 5 types of prayer. So I did not have enough time today to prepare both a show and this article, which this is the editing phase of it. So you, my dear friend, are going to help me co-write. Again, I know I should give you credit in the bio, all rights reserved, Allison Gingras, and friend of the show. Speaking of being a friend of the show, if you've never heard of Friend of the Show, I invite you over to breadboxmedia.com, click on A Seeking Heart, and there you will see the wonderful benefits you can reap from becoming a friend of the show, which includes a rosary bracelet or a prayer squirrel for your very own. Both the rosary bracelet is made by me and my friend Lori, and she, you know what I can't do? I can't put on the little things on the ends. She like wraps them up so beautifully. I can string beads like there's no tomorrow, but I don't have any talent in wrapping the little crosses or what do you call it? Miraculous medals or medals at all, the saint medals around it. So that's her job. Or the prayer squirrel specific, just only, there's only being made for Reconciled TV Ministries. And I had a special one made for A Seeking Heart, holding a little heart. So cute. So you can get one of those. You can get extra entries in every giveaway. And I have a huge giveaway coming, because after 8 years in ministry, having reconciledtoyou.com, last month, I hit 200,000 hits on my website. It is a miracle, one in for one, and it is a record. And to celebrate, I have all this stuff that I've been meaning to give away, all the guests that's been on, and they've been giving me their books, and I got all kinds of crazy great stuff. So I'm going to be making myself, as soon as I get some extra time, probably next week, I'm going to be doing a mega giveaway. So you get extra entries in that if you're a friend of the show, and the Google Hangout, which I know I've been a little lax, and it's kind of hard. It's more the frustration of Google Hangout than, and some time constraints, but I promise to make that happen. I will make that happen. And if you sign up today, I will do for you special today. If you sign up today and mention that you heard it on the March 2nd show, I'll say a whole rosary for you and your family. That's what I'll do. I will offer a prayer. I pray for the friends of the show every day. I'm so grateful to you. Very, very grateful to you. that sponsors me. It sponsors the show, and it keeps me on the air, and I'm ever so grateful. So friend of the show, breadboxmedia.com. Click on A Seeking Heart, and you'll see the benefits and how to become a friend of the show. And again, today, special, if you do it today, become a friend of the show, you get a whole rosary for you and your family and your intentions. Trust me, prayer works, and I am so happy to pray for you in gratitude. So that, you know, that's one of the things we're going to be looking about today is prayer, five types of prayer, actually. But before we go to commercial, just to finish up that last thought I was having, doing special things for Lent, I'm helping run the Walk in Her Sandals Wine Lenten Book Club, and I created an Instagram photo challenge. I did Snap Advent at Advent time, and this time we're doing Lenten Walk, or you can also find it with Lent with Wine, because that's just funny. And it's over on Instagram at Reconcile to You to find me there. And, you know, I just have some really interesting topic words, keywords for you to figure out. Yesterday was walk. And today is disciple. Like, if you were going to take a picture or share a picture of something that says disciple, like, what would you take a picture of, right? Kind of fun, kind of interesting. And I really want you to be a part of it. So come over to Instagram if you are there. You can also go on Facebook, Reconcile to You. You can post things there. You can find all the, you can find the image that gives you all of the prompts for the month, as well as the hashtag Lenten Walk, so we can find what you're posting. And when we come back, we're going to start looking at the five types of prayer: blessing and adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. 11 years ago now, crazy when I think about that, it was February 2006, I opened my first spiritual reading book. It was The Purpose Driven Life. It had been given to me for Christmas, and I was sitting in my first small group. And I had no idea what we were going to talk about, why I was there. I couldn't wait to leave. People started to pray, and I started to get overwhelmed because people would just pray from their heart. There was like no Our Fathers, no Hail Marys. Not that those are bad. We did those too. But, you know, these people just knew how to pray. They just started to, you know, just pray and praise God. And I was like, what's going on here? And I just wanted to dash for the door. I was so uncomfortable. I was so afraid. But then we broke for a snack. And the snacks were delicious, and that kept me there, kept me coming back every week for snacks. And within probably 3 or 4 weeks, I don't even think it took that long, I started to really feel a difference in me. This peace, this thirst for more knowledge. Now it's kind of funny because after, you know, these 10 years, I'm now the one who breaks into that, that prayer. That I'm trying, there's a word. Oh, I hate when words don't come to me and I don't have time to Google what I'm trying to say. Spontaneous. That's it. I'm the one who breaks into spontaneous prayer and just able to praise the Lord. But it didn't happen overnight, nor did feeling comfortable in that group. Nor did knowing things about the faith. I didn't realize how much I didn't know until I started to learn more. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And I feel like I've shared that four of my best friends during that time, including the one who invited me to her home, they all ended up leaving the Catholic faith. And I really, in hindsight, I kind of see why, because we didn't have answers. We had no idea what the Lord was offering us in the Catholic Church. No one explained it. I didn't know where to find it. I know I went to catechism. I went to religious education classes, but I was a teenager and younger, and I wasn't, you know, always very open to what was happening there. So as an adult, I kind of just dismissed it. Because, you know, just went by my merry little way, went to church now and then. I kind of, you know, kind of a get out of hell free card, or a little bit of a, you know, a little spiritual safety net, just in case this whole God thing is real. I better go to church. But then, and I'm not sure exactly how I discovered it. My friend Karen Toss maybe have told me about it, because she's the first person and the only person I've ever met that read the Catechism of the Catholic Church from cover to cover on a vacation, which is something she would do. She's fabulous. But when I started, so she, you know, mentioned the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And as my friends left, I was like, okay, I have a decision to make. Am I going to leave as well and go with them to this? It was a beautiful church. You know, the music was incredible. I love contemporary Christian music. It was, the music was good. The preaching was good. But I just felt like there was something missing, but I didn't know what it was I was searching for. And then, you know, Karen mentioned the catechism and I started to read it, and I absolutely was blown away with what my faith, the faith that I've been following since an infant, taught, what it was really about, what it really stood for. And one of my absolute favorite sections of the catechism is part four, Christian prayer. Section one, prayer in the Christian life, and chapter one, the revelation of prayer. This is one of my absolute favorite parts of the entire catechism. It talks about five different types of prayer. And prayer is really this conversation with God. It's this opening of your heart and mind to Him, to allow Him in, to let Him move in you and with you. You have free will. So God's not going to just burst into your life. He's going to come knocking, but you have to open the door. If there's this great image, I don't know who painted this picture, but it's beautiful. It's a door, kind of cave, carved into a cave, because it's Jesus time. And Jesus is on the outside of that door and He's knocking, but there's no door handle. So the only way for Jesus to get in is for you to open that door. Right? Cool. And that imagery works for me, because I get it. I have free will. God isn't going to come barging in. He's going to knock. He's going to seek. He's going to look for, He's going to gently nudge because of His love for me, but it's my job to open that door. And prayer is definitely one of the best keys that we have. Yeah, see what I did there? Door, keys. Ah, I crack myself up. Me and me alone. Crack myself up. It's really the key to our heart, our seeking heart. Oh, I'm just full of them today. I'm in writing mode, you can tell. I've been writing. I wrote all morning, and now I have to write all afternoon. So thank you for allowing me to flesh out all these thoughts on prayer as I prepare my Catholic Stand article. And, you know, share with you something that's really near and dear to my heart, and that's prayer. And the idea to write about prayer actually came yesterday when I was in adoration, and I was praying. And just a little side note, I do not like thunderstorms. I was about 9 years old. My house was struck. When I was little, my mother was petrified. The only time we prayed the rosary, true story, was during thunderstorms. We weren't praying the day our house got struck. So there's something with that. It didn't burn down. It hit the antenna. It was back in the 70s. We had these big, giant metal things on the top of our houses and wondered why lightning struck them. And my dad, even though he was a metal worker, hadn't grounded it to the ground. Anyway, so, I'm not a big fan of thunderstorms. Yesterday, I'm in adoration. We have this, like, rare, random March 1st thunderstorm. March come in. Yeah, March comes in like a lion. Well, yeah, it sure did, because that was a great thunderstorm. But it was nice to have a thunderstorm when you're sitting with Jesus. It's hard to be afraid. But it really did help me pray more. Like, it was kind of scary. So I was just praying and like, Lord, what? This is how I write. You know, little insight into the Allison's brain. Like, how do I decide what I'm going to write about? Especially this time of the year where I literally have 12 writing assignments for all of March that I need to kind of push out. Like, there's so many things about God to share. And this one, you know, thinking about Lent and it being prayer, almsgiving and fasting, it seemed like a good place to start. And this book and reading this chapter, and it's really my go-to place for prayer information, even though I never knew it existed most of my life. So I thought I'd share this with you. So let's start with, so there's five types. There's blessing and adoration that goes together as one. Petition, probably the one that we're most familiar with. In fact, the Catechism says it's the most common because it's the most spontaneous. Go with that. There's also intercession and thanksgiving. So let's start now with blessing and adoration. And let me just read you from the Catechism the definition of blessing. Blessing, it says, expresses the basic movement of Christian prayer. It is an encounter between God and man. In blessing, God's gift and man's acceptance of it are united in dialogue with each other. The prayer of blessing is man's response to God's gifts. Right? Isn't that incredible? It is our response to God's gifts. And I'm just going to hold off there for 1 second. If you are following with the Wine Lenten Book Club over on Facebook or on CatholicVineyard.com, we did move it there for anybody who's given up social media for Lent or who isn't on Facebook. You can go to CatholicVineyard.com and you can click on the Lenten Book Club and you will find this. And if you can't find it, send me an email, seekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. I think I've been saying Allison@breadboxmedia.com, and I'm not 100% sure. Probably why I get no emails, because I'm probably giving you the wrong information. You can always find me at reconciledtoyou@gmail.com, or just go reconciledtoyou.com, the website. You can find me there. But anyway, so if you can't find the link for the conversation that we're doing every single day, I've been preparing an image, a graphic with a quote from the Walk in Her Sandals book. And today, coincidentally enough, the quote is to get us thinking about, I don't remember the quote offhand, I don't have it in front of me, but the quote, the question I remember is, because I just answered it before I went live, is what gifts has God given you that you can now use in his vineyard? You know, what has he given you that with talents and gifts, they're specific to you, they're special to you? You know, like, it's not pride to be like, oh, I have this gift and that gift, when you're using it to glorify God and when you recognize that it comes from him and only from him. This is part of my confession this weekend. You know, the pride I get that I have these gifts and talents, and the priest looked me right in the eye and he goes, you know, they're not yours, right? Like, they're gifts. You didn't do anything to deserve them. The only thing you do is accept them, be grateful for them, offer them back to God and for this world, and they're gifts. That's why, you know, they're given to you by God. That's why they're a gift. Get it? So cool. So, you know, if you go to commercial, let's contemplate, like, what gifts has God given you that you can give back to him? And when you use them for good, when you use them for his glory, when you share them without pride and just say, you know, Lord, these are all from you. And humbly, when somebody says to you, oh my gosh, you're such an incredible writer, you say back, thank you. You don't, you know, deprecate yourself and say, oh, is that the right word? I think I said wrong. See, humble that I am. You don't like knock yourself down. You say thank you. You don't like no false humility. Just say thank you. And then you give that glory to God. You bless him. Say thank you, God. You know, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving in a bit. But, you know, to have this conversation and just to bless him for who he is and just to be so grateful. And when we come back, we're going to look, you know, deeper into this one, blessing and adoration, and also into the other five types of prayer. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Jinkers here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. If you enjoy the show, can you do me a favor? Can you share on your social media if you're still there for Lent? Can you share about the show? Just share a link, share your favorite podcast. Just let other people know about A Seeking Heart. That's just, you know, I'm so grateful for that, even more than the friend of the show financial support, which of course I'm still very grateful for that too. Go to breadboxmedia.com if you want to become a friend of the show. But I'm also really, you know, I feel called. We talk about having gifts. I feel like the Lord has given me the gift of gab. And I love that he allows me to use it for his glory, to share who he is. But I need your help. You know, I need your help using this medium that the Lord's given me to talk about him, to share the faith, to share all kinds of fun stuff about, you know, growing closer to God and through Christ. And I need your help. So that's just basic what I'm trying to say. And I'm saying it horribly. So maybe not share this particular podcast. You might not want to share this show. But I really thank you. You know, just if you share a link or share a podcast, you can go to breadboxmedia.podbean.com. Click on A Seeking Heart. There's all of the podcasts there. Yeah, I try to make them pretty easy to search by putting in the show notes. I'm a little behind on those. But if there's a particular show that you really loved and you want to share it with somebody, but you don't remember what it was, you have a little bit of, oh, you talked about this, give me a call, 573-4BREAD-4. You can actually text on that, or you can send me an email at aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com, and I will help you find it so you can share, especially now during Lent. Now, this is a great time to evangelize and share the faith and help people to discover Christ. And the thing about sharing somebody else's work, you know, you can, you know, something I might have said may open the door, you know, like, oh, you know what? The other day I heard you talking about, you know, your child at your son's school committed suicide or died from suicide. I'm trying to get away from saying committed suicide. My friends who are in the know of such things and they're really helping with me with my vocabulary, they died by suicide. You know, I did a whole show last year when Adam's friend Brett died from asphyxiation. And it was just the Lord brought me Mary Deteris Paust and her amazing book, Parenting a Grieving Child. So if that's, you know, something that you know somebody could use, you know, that's a way of evangelizing, just sharing that show and say, listen, you know, I know that you're going through this. You know, I was listening the other day to this crazy woman just get over her giggle and her Massachusetts accent. And really, she's got some good stuff to share. And you can share that way. You know, you're helping A Seeking Heart. You're helping, you know, me. You're helping me help God. Not that he needs my help, but he allows it to reach more people, to share more about how God is so awesome. And again, anytime you help, the Lord knows, and he's never outdone in his generosity. And I'm always praying for you. So double whammy of goodness for your kind act. We're talking today about five kinds of prayer. It's about blessing and adoration. And I left off by saying that the prayer of blessing is man's response to God's gifts. Because, the catechism continues, God blesses, the human heart can in return bless the one who is the source of every blessing. Then it goes on to say, two fundamental forms express this movement. Our prayer ascends in the Holy Spirit through Christ to the Father. We bless him for having blessed us. It implores the grace of the Holy Spirit that descends through Christ from the Father, and he blesses us. So there's like this constant, all I can picture in my head is that game from the 80s called, I think it was called Pong. Maybe Alex can type that in there because I'm sure he knows what I'm talking about. The old video game where you just had these two little paddles and one little ball that goes back and forth in between it. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was called Pong. Thank you. See, I knew Alex would know. I knew it. He just typed it in for me. Alex is my board operator, and he's a rock star, by the way. Say some extra prayers for Alex if you get a chance, because the man has to deal with me every day, and that alone deserves a few extra prayers. So I kept thinking about this constant game of Pong with God in the blessing. So there's your visual. We have this little blessing ball that goes back and forth between God and us. It ascends and it descends. It ascends. And you know what? God never misses, so he always wins. And I was terrible at this game, so it's kind of how I am with prayer. I have to continually practice my prayer to improve it and get better at it. So here's some scripture that goes along with this wonderful prayer. It just talks about these three in particular that the Catechism gives us. Just really illustrates through St. Paul how the Holy Spirit, that person of the Trinity, is so paramount in helping us pray and bring our prayers to God and to send those prayers through Christ back to us. So 2 Corinthians 13, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So there we have this grace, this undeserved yet freely given gift of God's Spirit through Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And don't you all want to say, and with your spirit? I know I did. Recognize that one. The liturgy borrows quite a lot from the scriptures, yet Catholics aren't scriptural. No one tells you this stuff. Nobody tells you this stuff. Romans 15. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be the same of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love that. With one voice, with one accord. And lastly, Ephesians 6. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Isn't that beautiful? With incorruptible Lord and love. And that's from the New American Standard Bible. But I really love the New Living Translation, and I have that in the Catholic edition of it. And that just means the commentaries are based on the Catholic teaching. But the New Living Translation is primarily a Protestant version. I like the vernacular. I love how easy it is to understand. But I'm grateful that there is a Catholic edition so that I'm making sure that when I'm reading the commentaries, I'm getting the proper teaching for the faith that I follow. And it says, peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. Give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. So, that's a little easier. Do you see now why I love the New Living Translation? Yes, try that again, Allison. New Living Translation, NLT. One of my favorites. I use BibleGateway.com, by the way. That's kind of my go-to website because it has so many different versions of the Bible there for you to read. And for me, like if I read, for instance, like today I read Ephesians, oh my goodness, I read Ephesians 6 in the New American Standard Bible, and I got it, but I didn't really get it. But when I turned to the New Living Translation, I'm like, yes, blessing, I get it now. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally forever upon you who love with love. Yes, who love. Be upon you all who love Jesus Christ. Beautiful. Then the other part of this blessing is adoration. I know I'm not getting too far through these five today, am I? Sorry, we still have the rest of this one and one more segment to go. I'll get through it. Adoration is the first attitude of man acknowledging that he is a creature before his creator. It exalts the greatness of the Lord who made us and the almighty power of the Savior who sets us free from evil. Adoration is homage of the Spirit to the King of Glory, the Catechism tells us. Respectful silence in the presence of the ever great God. Adoration of the thrice holy and sovereign God of love blends with humility and gives assurance to our supplications. Fancy talk. For it just helps us to be quiet and know that He is God. It gives us that that beautiful moment of peace where we are just recognizing we didn't put ourselves here. Somebody made us. We acknowledge that that somebody is God. And we're just so grateful. That's why I love the act of going to adoration, of going to the Eucharistic adoration at a chapel or a church, because you have like that physical manifestation of this prayer where you're physically just looking at him in the Eucharist and he's looking at you. It's a blessing and adoration. When we come back, we'll look at petition. Again, like I told you, it is the most common because it's the most spontaneous. I think everybody has at some point given God a petition, asked, begged, pleaded, hoped in something that they needed or a friend needed. We petition. There's also intercession in this. I think I'll mix the two together. You know, that's asking on the behalf of another. It's like a petition on the behalf of another. And as you know, one of my favorite ways to petition is to go on Facebook and ask people for prayer intentions that I bring with me to adoration. The other day I did it and again got almost over 100. It's amazing. I just put up an image and I just write, "Can I pray for you?" I think the image helps it get more traction in Facebook. And I've also done it on Instagram. I've done it on Twitter. And just, you know, it blows my mind as I sit there and I scroll through the images. I mean, the names of people I wouldn't even think believed in God believe in prayer. And it's such a good and holy thing for you to do, especially now during Lent, where you can make that time, maybe sacrifice some of your adoration time for others. When we get back, we've got more prayer to talk about. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're talking about five types of prayer. Hopefully, I'll get through all five types. My brain is just so filled with stuff to share with you today. I sometimes get a little sidetracked, but it's okay. So the five types are blessing and adoration, which I have beat that horse. We're moving on from there. Petition and thanksgiving, intercession and praise. Petition is the next one, and I'm just going to share real quick the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. And in this, Jesus told them a parable. It's from, I think it's in Luke. I'm pretty sure it's in Luke. You think that that would be part of my notes. It's not because, well, I'm Allison. It's Luke something. If you need it, please just give me a message seekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. Anyway, so Jesus tells them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" So there's the disposition of our hearts when it comes to petition. We need to do it with faith. You know, there's a couple of scripture verses that always kind of touch my heart. One is, ask and you will receive. But then you also hear where it says, believing you receive. So like I guess I'm going to call it a caveat, though maybe that's probably not the right word for it. But there's this idea that God says, ask and you will receive. I will not withhold from you what you ask. Of course, He only answers according to what is good for us and called according to his purpose. That's a caveat. That's a true one. But there's also this idea that we have to believe we will receive. We have to ask in faith, even a mustard seed faith, because there's sometimes I'm praying for things and we've all had the experience. Every human being has had the experience where you've prayed for something that hasn't happened the way you prayed it. Grandma still died, or your car didn't cost you $3,000 to fix, or you still lost that job, or, you know, the kids didn't get into the college you had hoped for, or the guy that you were swooning over didn't ask you to get married, or, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, examples of that we pray and we ask with all faith and hope that the Lord's going to answer, and it doesn't get answered the way we want. I would say, you know, Isaiah 55, God's ways are not our ways, but we find in this parable, and Jesus himself is telling us, be persistent in prayer. But the other thing that this sweet little widow teaches us is to be patient in prayer. I'm not so good at that, but we're taught to be persistent and to be patient. And, you know, being willing to turn to God and ask him for things, to petition, is quite a gift that he gives so many good gifts. And that's another really beautiful and good gift. And today I received, again, daily email. That's a portion of St. Faustina's diary. I love St. Faustina. She's a Polish nun, and she's the one who bring us the divine mercy image of Jesus. And Jesus, I trust in you is something that Jesus gave her to share with all of us. And here's a piece of her diary that just struck me. And I felt like I needed to share it. Somebody needs to hear this today. Write this, he tells her, for the benefit of distressed souls. When a soul sees and realizes the gravity of its sin, when the whole abyss of the misery into which it immersed itself is displayed before its eyes, let it not despair, but with trust, let it throw itself into the arms of my mercy, as a child into the arms of its beloved mother. These souls have a right of priority to my compassionate heart. Listen to that again. These souls, the one who comes seeking God's mercy. Because another part of prayer that I had never thought of and never even considered until I read to prepare for this paper I'm writing is that the first step in prayer and petition is forgiveness. You know, if you think about the Mass, the greatest prayer of all, what's the first thing we do is the penitential rite, and we ask for forgiveness. I'm going to talk a little bit about that if I have time. If not, I just said it, so I don't have to. I can link to it, or you can just go read the Catholic Stand in a couple of weeks. Anyway, the first thing is this asking for forgiveness, to throw ourselves at God's mercy. And I never thought of that. That first comes forgiveness, asking for forgiveness and turning to God's mercy. And see, here Jesus says, with trust, let us throw ourselves into the arms of Jesus's mercy, as a child into the arms of its beloved mother. These souls, the ones coming with contrition, have a right of priority to Jesus's compassionate heart. They have first access to his mercy. Tell them, he continues, that no soul that has called upon my mercy has been disappointed or brought to shame. I delight, he concludes, particularly in a soul which has placed its trust in my goodness. Wow, right? And right underneath it, I put a little note that goes with a different place, but I feel like it's a good time to share it. One of the five types of prayer is praise. And I read this book many years ago called The Prayer That Changes Everything by Stormy O'Martin. It's really a remarkable Protestant minister who just her idea of prayer. She also wrote The Power of the Praying Wife. And here the catechism talks about praise. 2648, that's Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2648, and it says, every joy and suffering, every event and need can become the matter for thanksgiving, which sharing in that of Christ should fill one's whole life. Give thanks in all circumstances. And I really see how these two go together, because we come to God with mercy for seeking his mercy, petitioning him for what we need, or interceding, which means petitioning for another, asking on behalf of another. And what comes from what comes from that prayer, from that petition, whatever it is, our response is praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for whatever it is that your merciful heart finds I need to make me the better version of myself, as Matthew Kelly would say. Our goal in life is to get to heaven. And what we pray for may be a good, but it might not be the good that's going to get us to that destination. And it's that destination that God orders everything in this world to, having us be with him in heaven for eternity, everything. So we have this great opportunity to dialogue with God through prayer. We can bless him, and because he's blessed us, and it's like a continual cycle of us blessing him and him blessing us. We can petition, we can ask, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. And we can do that with great faith and hope, because he says he's not going to tell us things that aren't true. And then we have, we have this great spirit, the Holy Spirit here. This is quite interesting too. We don't really know how to talk to God. Let's be honest. We're not really in his league. We're not in his league. We're not even close. But the Holy Spirit, who is one of the persons of the Holy Trinity, he certainly knows how to talk to himself. And he takes our prayers, our groanings, and he brings them. He brings them to God. Now, there's been circumstances in my life where I am at such a pit of despair, I don't even have words. I am groaning out. I am crying. I am a mess. You know, I have one incidents that I'm thinking about that happened to one of my children. And I remember just being on the floor, just crying, after my second miscarriage, where I thought for sure the Lord was going to bless us with a baby that time, and just unable to think, to pray, to talk, and just primally from my gut pouring myself out to God, to know that as St. Paul tells us in Romans, that he takes the groanings of our hearts and brings them to God. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray, St. Paul tells us, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Wow. Prayer is such a gift. It's such an incredible gift from God to let us to talk with him, to talk to him, to talk through the Spirit to him, to approach Christ and to get to know him, to become his friend. And we can do that again through blessing and adoration, through petition, asking, begging, pleading. And then we can do that for ourselves. That's petition. Or on behalf of others, that's intercession. We can also do with great thanksgiving, as Philippians 4 tells us, worry about nothing, pray about everything, but do it with great thanksgiving. There's Alice in a Bridge version. And finally, praise. And one of the ways I praise is I listen to Christian music. I love contemporary Christian music. When I can't think of the words to praise God, I will sing a song of praise. The Psalms are songs of praise. And sometimes I'll just say Jesus's name over and over again with great reverence, close my eyes, just try to picture his beautiful face and just say, Jesus, just thank you, Jesus. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Jesus, for giving me the words for which you listened. You have been listening. How many times can I say listen at the close of a show? Apparently 7. You've been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.